You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The coronavirus is reaching deeper into Idaho, as we just heard, with at least 50 confirmed cases of the virus statewide. And Facebook is becoming the meeting space for information and really for community support. Sean Keenan and Sally Boynton Brown are admins of the Idaho COVID-19 Mutual Aid Facebook group. They help facilitate the local and regional mutual aid groups that have been formed since all of this started happening. And now, with more than 18,000 members strong and counting, the main Idaho group is playing a critical role in sharing information from state agencies, but also filling a gap in bringing the community together. Sean and Sally are joining us live over the phone from their homes in Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Gemma.
Absolutely. Hey, so these two groups seem to have been created and active as soon as coronavirus was a threat in the United States. So who created them and why?
I'm Sally Boynton Brown, and I had a national network where I was seeing this kind of hit other bigger cities. I coached political clients in San Francisco and New York and Seattle, and saw it starting to happen there. And so, you know, quickly kind of saw the writing on the wall based on what we've seen, obviously, overseas, and got everything that I needed for my family taken care of and felt like we were in a good place, and turned my attention to, okay, what's next? How do I help? And I'd seen other mutual aid organizations pop up other places that were doing a lot of good work. And so decided, okay, I think Facebook is the logical place to go, not having any clue really what I was getting myself into, how big it was going to be.
So what would you say the vision of this group is?
You know, when I saw all of our elected leaders having to weigh the health impact versus the economic impact, I started to have a lot of concerns about those amongst us who are our most vulnerable populations, whether that's people from the disability community, whether that's people who don't have family networks and are pretty much on their own, people living in poverty or paycheck to paycheck. The economic realities that, you know, we're talking about every day now, I really could see being the most potentially dangerous of this. And I really wanted a way that people, those of us that had extra resources and have the privilege of already working from home and secure jobs, be able to really reach out to those that don't have that same situation, and you know, set up a way where neighbors can help neighbors with some of even their basic needs, paying their rent, getting food on the shelves.
So I know that administrating and moderating these Facebook groups take a lot of work. And in fact, the admins, you have a regular conference call, you know, to make sure that best practices are put in place. So Sean, a question for you. I mean, you have experience as a community organizer. So have you been able, I'm assuming, be able to transfer those skills, right? And just managing this, frankly, huge Facebook group?
Yeah, absolutely. Experience has definitely played a good role for me as far as getting a grip on, you know, how people are commenting, what posts we're allowing, kind of trends we're seeing. And we have a really strong team. I'm adminning for the Kootenai subgroup and up here in Kootenai County. And we put together a really strong team of folks. And the collaboration has been incredible as far as, you know, being able to, you know, discuss topics that come up and how we're going to deal with them. And I think, you know, what we've decided generally is approaching folks in a real positive way has given us the greatest as far as response goes.
And you know, in this group, I mean, we should note that this is kind of how it works is that people post like what they need or what they have to offer. But Sean, as you mentioned too, like uplifting stories or tips for folks to stay healthy. So how do you as moderators though decide what is allowed in this group, what's allowed to be posted?
Sure. Yeah. And you know, I've been a part of admitting many other groups where things can kind of spiral out of control. People get kind of nasty. People get, polarized with their political comments. So we set a guidelines right out the gate as far as the rules of engagement for our page, making sure that everybody was being respectful. And we stick strongly to those guidelines. If people go outside of those guidelines, we will, delete the post and make a comment back to that individual, letting them know why we're not going to approve that post.
So I want to know some success stories that have come to mind from this, or those, give us a couple of examples of those uplifting stories. And I ask this because I think we all feel such an added sense of stress right now, and it's good to find those helpers.
Yeah, I'll share first, and then maybe Sally can share some of her stories as well. For one thing I'm seeing is the community is reacting really quickly to folks who are posting needs for essential items like baby supplies and food. Some are even getting help. Someone even got immediately help pay for their cell phone bill. People are running errands for older folks. People are meeting folks in parking lots of supermarkets to be able to give them shopping lists and go inside. So the collaboration in our community has been really, really great. We even our small businesses are getting really creative as far as how they're approaching this new world, so to speak. For instance, there's a local toy store here called Fig Pickles here in Coeur d'Alene. And a customer was concerned that they weren't able to order any of the child activity, like games or puzzles, from Amazon because they won't deliver essential items until like late April. So they're looking for a way that they can up their activities at home to entertain their kids. And Fig Pickles has really gone the extra mile. So they have decided that they're offering online shopping, of course. They're offering free local delivery. And they're actually doing FaceTime tours around the store to help shoppers pick out the perfect games and puzzles.
Oh, that's so... That's so great. Sally, I'm running out of time, but I would love to hear just one super quick positive story that comes to mind for you.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been amazed at is the infant formula is selling out of stores so quickly. And we have a team of moms that are actually breastfeeding and pumping milk throughout the state and are donating hundreds and hundreds of ounces to folks, which is certainly not something I would have ever imagined when I started this group. And it's been so inspiring to see so many moms stepping forward and helping each other and keeping our babies healthy. So,
moms get it done, right?
Exactly. And interesting note, we're 83% women on the big group.
Thank you both so much. I am running out of time. Thank you for sharing with us today, Sally Boynton-Brown and Sean Keenan, administrators of the Idaho COVID-19 Mutual Aid Facebook group. This is Idaho Matters. It is Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us today. Huge shout out to all of our crew at Boise State Public Radio News, who continues to keep this show live and on the air. We'll see you back here tomorrow.